Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. The next few weeks will be a season of traditional celebration with lots of big hearty dinners. So let's say you're going to be serving a big old roast beef. What is one of the best accompaniments to go with it? Well, anyone from Great Britain will answer enthusiastically, Yorkshire pudding. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, this is one of those dishes that kind of draws a puzzled shrug from a lot of Americans.
I don't even know it. I used to never know what it was. I mean, I don't think until I got into the world of chefing, that was even an option.
Yeah.
Like, that's not something that we ever do here in this country.
Hardly ever, except we do make something called a popover.
Yeah.
Which is sort of the same thing.
But I mean, this is a delightful treat of three simple ingredients, flour, eggs, and milk, basically cooked in a huge puddle of beef fat.
Yeah.
Delicious.
That's right.
And it's a simple recipe because it's based on volume. So it's all about equal volume. So what I usually do is however much I want to make, if I want to make like enough for six people, I usually go with an egg per person. So I'll crack six eggs into a measuring cup and I'll look at that volume and then I'll pour it into a bowl. And then I'll put milk and flour at the same level of that egg mixture and I'm done. I mean, so it's easy. You don't even have to remember anything.
Yeah, that's
and then
that's
you just
crazy.
Mix it up. And then the deal is to get a whole bunch of beef fat.
Yeah. Now, this is where I always fell down.
Sure.
Because if you're cooking a roast, maybe the butcher really trimmed it well for you. So you're not going to get that
Correct.
Much fat.
Correct.
When I used to try to do this, I was reading the recipe. You talked about the beef drippings and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, oh, I guess I'm just supposed to grease the bottom of the pan
yes,
with this.
No, that's what everyone wants to just, like you said, we do make it in muffin tins. Traditionally, it was made in a huge pan, by the way. They would put the pan under the roast that would be in the fireplace. And as the fat dripped into it, they would pour the batter into it and let it cook slowly over time as more fat dripped in.
Right.
But these days, that's a little bit, you know, not accessible to every household. But muffin tins are what we do. And we fill the bottom with a good 3/4 inch of beef fat.
Now, if you can't get beef fat, canola oil or high smoke oil.
Right, of course, anyway. But I mean, I think the great idea is to do this. So if you're doing a roast, like a prime rib roast, you'll let it rest for 20 minutes after you take it out of the oven. And that's the idea, is to take the fat out of the pan, put it in the muffin tins, and it only takes like 15 minutes to bake the Yorkshire pudding.
Sure.
So while the roast is resting, if you've mixed the batter ahead of time, you throw it back in the oven and you've got these puddings.
Right. Now, the whole key, if you can't get enough beef drippings, is to get that oil really hot.
Right.
So what a lot of recipes will tell you is if you're using muffin tins, pour about, a half inch of the oil into it and stick it in the oven
until put it back in the oven.
Starts
right,
to bubble.
It starts to bubble. Yeah, and
then
you pour the batter in. Right. That's the whole idea.
Bang.
And it's amazing the volume you get out of the batter.
That's
like, they
right.
They come way up at. But again, when they cool, they will sink back down and give you that more sort of pudding or creamy texture. But I mean, it's kind of a nice treat to have something that's...
I always thought that the whole purpose was to have something to sop up really good gravy with.
Of course, yes. That's sort of...
It's pretty simple.
An easy way to make something bread-esque that's really nice to go on the table.
It is. We're going to put the recipe on this and a couple little tips for you. You can try it for yourself during this holiday season.
It'll and you should.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.